I'm speaking with Lee Blessing today. Lee is involved with the first inaugural Durango Playfest, which will take place the week of August 6th with two reading-style performances of each of the festival's three main stage plays on August 10th and 11th. Performances will also take place at the Durango Arts Center and at the Henry Strader Theater during the week-long festival. Audiences will have a window into the creative process of playwrights, directors, and actors, and have an opportunity to interact with the artists during a playwrights panel, artist talks, a festival party, and show talkbacks. Lee, thanks for talking with us today.
Oh, no problem. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, of course. It's exciting. I'm really curious. I know you've been in a playwright for many years. You wrote A Walk in the Woods, which was nominated for Tony and Olivier Awards and was a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize and among other honors. Your plays have twice won the Steinberg American Theater Critics Association Award. I'm really curious how someone of your stature has come to know about and be involved with the Durango Playfest.
I have a long relationship with an actor, Dan Loria, who had a connection, I guess, with the folks at this new playfest, and he talked to me about the possibility of doing a play of my own there. And you know, Dan and I go back over a decade to a time when he acted in a new play of mine. In New Jersey, at the George Street Playhouse, and did a great job. And so we've continued to know each other since I moved to Los Angeles. So through Dan, I met Wendy Malick, and she too was very interested in this particular play, the one that's being worked on at Durango. And so it all sort of came together that way.
That's great. Yeah, Dan and Wendy, as you know, and as some of our listeners certainly know, are fairly well known in Durango for their appearances in Love Letters and The Guys, and they're also playing lead roles in your Pulitzer-nominated play, A Body of Water, which will be happening during the Playfest. So tell us a little bit about, you know, if I'm someone who's thinking about, well, I might want to participate in this playfest, but I'm not really sure what it's all about. What's different about a playfest than, you know, someone just going to see a play?
You know, I have to say, after a long career in theater, some of the very best experiences I've ever had with the performance of a play have been at playwriting conferences and play festivals and that sort of thing, watching readings. Readings vary from being, you know, quiet sit-down affairs to all nearly fully staged script in hands sort of thing. But what's wonderful is how it frees an audience to imagine a play. When you go in and you watch a full production of a play, all the decisions have been made for you. Everything that you see and hear has been, you know, carefully planned to make you respond a certain way, and that's great. But I have always found that somehow my imagination is more stimulated when I watch a really good reading. I'm pretty sure I have been, as a playwright, been to the O'Neill National Playwrights Conference more than any other playwright. I think I've had 9 scripts there in 9 different years, and still, to this day, the greatest pleasure I ever had watching A Walk in the Woods wasn't its Broadway opening. It was watching it on the night of July 4th, 2 years earlier, being read at the O'Neill, you know, at there in Waterford, Connecticut, on Long Island Sound. It's a, you know, that's a play about negotiators, U.S. and Soviet negotiators, you know, in Geneva talking about nuclear weapons. While this play was going on, you know, American nuclear submarines were you know, sailing out 5 miles away from from Groton, Connecticut, you know, in the estuary there. And we, as guests, we had members of the KGB.
Wow.
I didn't say they were, but they were.
Yeah.
You know, and this was all on July 4th. It was
wow.
an amazing evening.
Kind of surreal.
So, you know, yeah, it was truly a surreal evening. But I have to say that there is just something so exciting about seeing a play at its inception being created and realizing that your imagination is part of everything that's going on. It's part of what the playwright and the actors are clocking. It's what they're, you know, they're drawing back information from you as you watch the play. So it's just a delightful, I think, delightful way to watch plays.
So it's sort of an iterative process, almost creative process, that somehow the audience and the actors engage in together.
Yeah, it really goes back and forth. You know, they're always trying to find out, is this working? Because, you know, what they're working on is new. My play is an older play, but I'm totally revising the final scene of the play and parts of scene two as well. So, you know, I'm there to find some things out about, you know, whether this works better or not.
So tell us a little bit about A Body of Water.
A Body of Water started a while ago. It had a somewhat tragic inspiration. It sort of came out of the energy I was feeling at the end of my first marriage. I'm very happily married again now, but at the time it was a very difficult time in my life. And what I realized was when you get divorced, suddenly the life you knew is suddenly vanishes, and all the assumptions you were making. You know, within a year of the time I got divorced, I could not conceive of not being with that person the rest of my life. So you know, it was a very traumatic period. It was a traumatic divorce. It was you know, it was really an occasion for PTSD, probably on both our parts. And so I, you know, not long after I was divorced and living alone, I remember waking up one morning and thinking, what would it be like? You know, I just had this image of two people waking up not knowing who the other person was, but also not knowing who they were. And you know, that it's a metaphor for the, you know, suddenly needing to entirely reconstruct the world around you. Because all of the assumptions you'd made were incorrect. So that's how the play began. And then it sort of obviously wonderfully took on a life of its own and became a really fascinating sort of meditation on what we absolutely know and what we don't.
Right, which tends to shift over time.
Yes, it does. I know it's always subject to change, which is why the play is called what it's what it is. You know, water is probably the most shape-shifting element in our physical universe. It's fascinating because we see it in its three different states commonly. And we engage it that way, it's the great shapeshifter among every all the matter we know. So it seemed like the right kind of title.
In case you've just joined us, I'm speaking with Lee Blessing, who is a playwright participating in the first Durango Playfest, taking place the week of August 6th. So, Lee, even though A Body of Water has already been produced as a play, and this process of having it, you know, played out here in Durango, is there still an opportunity for kind of that feedback loop in terms of how you think about
Absolutely.
The play?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think for me, I'm making some interesting and radical changes to the play, which certainly, you know, leaves me tremendously curious about how it'll hit an audience. You know, the play has always had a bit of an open-ended ending because of its theme. It sort of has to. And so I've ended up revising this scene, the last scene, a number of times, This is probably, this is by far the biggest chance I'm taking, in a sense, with with the end of the play. So I'm looking forward to seeing how that hits people.
Yeah, I bet it's a living, not a living document. It's a living, what would you say, work of art.
Well, it's an ongoing experience, you know, like any good play, and you know, any play that we want to keep coming back to and reexamining. And I've always sort of prided myself in my career for writing plays that people are going to want to do two decades hence. And that's really happened. It continues to happen all the time. A Walk in the Woods has been done steadily in America ever since it opened on in 1987 at Yale Rep and on Broadway the next year. But I have numerous plays that I wrote in the 80s and even in the 70s that still get done. And they not only get done here, they get done in unusual places. A play I wrote in the early 1980s was just done in a production in Barcelona. And there are plans right now to produce a play I wrote in the mid-90s in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. So it's something I think I'm proudest of, that people still can and want to do plays of mine I wrote 20, 25 years ago.
Yeah, I can imagine that's very satisfying and gives you a sense of kind of a right livelihood in terms of, you know, your work continuing to live and be relevant in the world, around the world. If you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Lee Blessing, who will be an active participant in the Durango Play Fest, taking place the week of August 6th, with two reading-style performances of each of the festival's three main stage plays, including A Body of Water, written by Lee Blessing. And those plays will take place on the 10th and the 11th of August, and performances will also be taking place at the Durango Arts Center and the Henry Strader Theater. And it's a week-long festival, and it's really exciting to bring something like this to Durango. And we really appreciate your willingness to come to Durango. I think you'll enjoy it. It's a wonderful community and a wonderful place, and we're really looking forward to a great week with you and Dan and Wendy, as well as Mike Farrell. Have you ever worked with Mike Farrell before?
I've met with Mike many years ago. I'm not sure he'll remember, but we talked about a project back in the 90s.
Great.
And, out here in Los Angeles. And the project didn't happen to go forward, so I really enjoyed it.
Great.
And I look forward to seeing it again. And by the way, I have been in Durango before.
Oh, good.
But it was in the 1970s.
Oh, wow. It's changed just a little bit.
It was production at Fort Lewis College of the first play I ever got produced.
Really?
It's a play called The Authentic Life of Billy the Kid.
Oh, wow.
But, so anyway, it's I love Durango, and I'm very much looking forward to getting back.
Wonderful. Well, we're looking forward to having you here. And once again, thanks for taking some time to talk with me today, Lee. I'm speaking with Lee Blessing, playwright who will be participating in the Durango Play Fest coming up the week of August 6th. Thanks again, Lee, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much, Tammy. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.